This is Rafe Jenkins podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we're talking with Stephen Gordon Lineball, and this is an interesting one. We're going to be talking about how to start a business while also working for someone else. That's good. This is going to be a great topic. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from New Jersey and moved down here to go to art school and have been doing graphic design and fine art ever since.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about your business that you started.
Well, the business has been running tandem with a full-time job for many, many years, but it's just recently started to become something that I want to move into more permanently and replace the full-time job with. So it has grown from a few clients to now I'm trying to gather more of a book of clients.
Yeah, what do you do?
I do graphic design, I do photography, and some social media, a lot of book covers for people, as well as painting for people that people show in their houses as well.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth. Like, was this like a part-time, like, was it more of a hobby or a part-time job? Or
It's always been a full-time desire.
Okay.
That I squeezed in while raising my son and keeping a full-time job.
Gotcha.
So you always have to keep that, but at the same time, it's never been a hobby. It's been a passion that I've always chased after. I've just recently started thinking more of the entrepreneurial scope, though.
Yeah, do you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
As of recently, yes. Okay. I've just sold insurance for the last 10 months and kind of a break from my norm. And because of that, I've kind of got the thought more entrepreneurial instead of part-time job kind of thing.
Gotcha. So, what made you start thinking and having the mindset of an entrepreneur, and how did that change your thinking compared to just being an average guy and now being an entrepreneur? How did you change that mindset?
Well, I believe just the fact that I was in a independent contractor insurance situation where I was running my own business, you know, with the help of a major company, that kind of got me into the head of, instead of doing this part time, do it full time and actually act like an entrepreneur. And then I started listening more to other entrepreneurs that had made it, that kind of thing.
Right. So what are the hours of your full time?
Full time would be the 9 to 5, okay. 9 to 6.
So yeah. What does your schedule look like after 9 to 5?
Depending on clients, weekends, evenings. I've always balanced it. It's just now a matter of balancing it more evenly. So one takes a little bit more emphasis than the full time job. You know, as far as they're starting to compete a little bit more than they used to.
Right. So, have you ever started a business other than this before? Have you ever started?
No. Nope.
Okay. So how'd you figure out how to do this?
From listening to other entrepreneurs who had done it, listening to the people that had made mistakes and failed, and then other people that actually, you know, this is what I've gone through to get to where I want to be. And making goals, listening to people, other people have made goals.
That's awesome. So let's say someone wanted to start a business, but they don't know where to start. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm just going to ask you, what would you recommend they do?
I would tell them to go see, first of all, figure out what you want to do. Go see other people that are succeeding in what you do. Learn everything that you can about how they got to where they are. And then after that, make goals, set goals for yourself, and have a game plan where you'll be in the next 5 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I agree. And that's how I started my business. You know, I had the thought maybe I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and it really didn't start to really take off until I asked a guy out for coffee, you know, and he basically told me exactly what you just said, is have goals and let's go for it, you know?
Right. So. Yeah, see, I never even thought of goals. I always thought me having a steady job, and art on the side and clients on the side, that was my goal. But now I actually have a specific goal instead of just kind of, all right, I'm doing well because I have clients, you know? Now I'm actually setting goals and meeting goals. That's the difference between the entrepreneur and the working side, you know?
So why should someone start their own business over working for someone else?
Because a lot of times people get lost in the corporate machine. You know, after a while, they're doing the same thing over and over again. First of all, you can get very stale doing the same thing. Second of all, you kind of lose your purpose of what you do. At least when you're an entrepreneur, you're actually doing something that you have set forth for, and you have something at the end that you can be proud of.
Yeah.
You know, it's more substantial. You actually worked for it. You've achieved it. And that achievement, I think, is what makes really people have passions that grow and make us feel better as humans, you know, that we have something to goal-oriented.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, like, I feel like a lot of people, you know, come out of college and they just start working for a company. They're really not designed to do, you know, like,
exactly.
God didn't really create them to do that, but they're just chasing after the money. I fell into that category, you know.
I have too. Yep.
Yeah. So as an entrepreneur, like, it's like a mixture of doing your own thing while also achieving your purpose in life.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And you get out a little bit out of the programming, because the reason why we go originally to the college and go specific things that we're supposed to do, there's a little bit of programming, what is expected, you know.
Right.
And when you go into the entrepreneurial, you go beyond what's expected, and you dare to dream beyond.
And it's hard, man. It's hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, you know, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
Very scary. Very frightening.
Yeah.
As far as getting out there. But you realize that you've always been on the same tightrope that you're on. Now you just realize that now you're not afraid of it anymore.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part.
That's right. That's right.
It's an illusion that that net was always an illusion anyway.
Yeah.
But working full time and thinking you're okay. So now you're actually on your own terms, and it's an amazing feeling of living.
Yeah, man, I agree. So what's your calling or passion in life, and how does that relate to what you're doing?
Well, I want to travel and write. And with that comes all the art and photography. And I wanna make other people's business succeed because I built a relationship with them,
right?
And that relationship will grow to more people and actually have a old fashioned handshake relationship with companies.
That's awesome. Yeah, so,
and I really want to see as much of the world as I can, or actually just the United States first, and then after that, who knows?
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm an experience hog.
That's great. That's great. So, final two questions. What advice would you give someone just being successful in business? I know we talked about starting a business, but let's just talk about a general sense of being successful. What tips could you give them?
Be foolish enough to succeed.
That's cool.
Stop questioning, hey, can I do this? Instead of asking, can I do this? How can I do this? And what people can help me do this? Be a little less realistic and pragmatic, and be a little bit more like, I think I'm going to fill in the blank.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's, as an entrepreneur, you got to be a risk taker, and you got to be kind of crazy.
Exactly.
You got to be kind of off balance, because going against the status quo is not fun and it's not reasonable.
Exactly. Sure. And it makes people that are around you a little uncomfortable, because they're like, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't dare to do that. That's silly to think to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So final statements. This is the time in the program where you could say whatever's on your mind or whatever is on your heart. So I'm opening it up for you to talk.
Okay. Well, I'm a graphic designer looking for clients that can work on a handshake relationship just like the old days. And I want to be able to have a handful of clients that know me, and we have a relationship, and we can do great things creatively.
That's great.
So that's my goal.
That's awesome. Steven, thank you so much for the interview, man. We'll stay in touch, obviously. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
You have a good one.